90% of our revenues in 2010 were derived from products in which we have the leading market positions. The primary ones there are our corrugated packaging, the containerboard that is used to make corrugated packaging, and specifically recycled-based containerboard. Then we are the largest collector of recycled paper in South Africa by a significant margin. We're also the only producer of white-lined cartonboard, the type of board that you'd find in your Kellogg's box, for example. On the plastic side, we're the largest producer of preforms, which are of baby bottles, basically, of plastic jumbo bins, which are used in the agricultural industry, and also styrene trays, which are used in the fast food and retail markets. Well, basically, we want to take advantage of the growth opportunities that exist in rigid plastics, and that's really the rationale for the demerger from Mondi, because Mondi are nowhere in the world involved in rigid plastics. So it gives us the opportunity to really pursue those growth prospects down the line. And then, of course, in parallel with that, continue to invest in our paper packaging business as we have done up until now, because we've developed good, strong positions, and we see no reason why we shouldn't continue to nurture those positions and make sure that we remain a leading player in that sector. Yeah, well, in South Africa, really, if you take the past 10 years in rigid plastics, it's been growth of over 5% per annum. And so by our position in the plastic sector, we believe that we could take advantage of that growth that will come through the migration from glass to plastics, for example. And then in paper-based packaging, I mean, we've developed a good, strong position, especially in the agricultural sector. And as we see the agricultural sector in South Africa, their prospects improve, we'll also benefit from that. So that really underpins what we see down the line.